SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS Learn English, chương trình SBS học tiếng Anh, nơi học là vui. Hãy tìm các đoạn phim, các bài podcast và các lời khuyên về sinh sống ở Úc. sbs.com.au/learnenglish.
Học tiếng Anh có thể thay đổi cuộc sống của bạn. Nghe chương trình podcast SBS Learn English mọi lúc mọi nơi giúp bạn vừa cải thiện tiếng Anh vừa tìm hiểu về văn hóa Úc.
Chào mừng các bạn trở lại với loạt bài tiếng Anh về phát âm của SBS. Mời các bạn cùng thực hành phát âm với Janice Peterson trong loạt bài thứ hai này. Bạn sẽ nghe các bài học bằng tiếng Anh và như vậy thì bạn cũng có thể rèn luyện kỹ năng nghe của mình. Các bạn đã sẵn sàng chưa nào? Xin chào, tôi là Kim Anh. Trong bài học hôm nay, mời các bạn cùng với Janice Peterson thực hành phát âm cây và tree. Những bài học tiếng Anh ngắn gọn này có thể giúp cho các bạn cải thiện khả năng phát âm của mình thật đơn giản và thú vị. Chúng ta cùng bắt đầu nào!
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Mary, Mary, king of the bush is he. Love, Kookaburra, love. Kookaburra, how great life must be.
Hi, I'm Janice Peterson from SBS World News. And in this pronunciation lesson, we'll be learning the Kookaburra song. It was written in 1934 by Marion St. Clair and is famous in Australia. The Kookaburra is a native Australian bird that makes a unique sound, like a person laughing. Kookaburra starts with a k sound, which can sometimes be confused with the g sound in gum tree. A gum tree is a native Australian tree, home to many animals, including the kookaburra. Let's start with some word pairs to see if you can hear the difference between the k and g sounds. Class, grass, clue, glue, coat, goat, crow, grow. These sounds are tricky because they sound similar and we make them in similar ways. The k sound is made when you keep your tongue tip down, the back of your tongue up, and release a burst of air. Be careful to keep your tongue tip down, because if you put it up, you'll make a t sound instead. The k sound can be spelled in different ways. Some common spellings are c, as in coat, k, as in kookaburra, and ck, as in duck, and CC, as in soccer. Let's try practicing the k sound in some of these words. You might like to repeat after me. Kookaburra, coat, crow. The g sound is made with one important difference to k. Keep the back of your tongue up and your tongue tip down. Then let the air build up behind the back of your tongue before you release it. Give it a try. G. 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 If you're ready, try repeating these words with me. gum tree. Goat. Grow. You'll know you've got these sounds right by lightly putting your hand on your throat. The G sound will vibrate in your vocal cords, but the K sound won't. Let's hear how some other learners are doing.
We are students from Bayside Library English Class.
With us today are learners from Bayside Library English Class. Take it away.
Cocoa bird sits in the old gum tree. Mary, Mary, king of the bush is he. Love, cocoa bird, love. Cocoa bird, how great your love must be.
They sounded great. Children love this song too. So you might like to teach it to your kids. You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish. To find the song lyrics and transcript for this episode.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Love, kookaburra, love. Kookaburra gay, your life must be. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard. Appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.